Serious candidates. The biggest issues facing America. The most important election of all time. Blah, blah, blah. It's time to translate the debate. With Anna and Raven.
Whether or not you were watching the vice presidential debate last night, you're going to see it all over the news today. And a lot of times when they're discussing things, it goes right over your head and you don't really understand what's going on. And that's why we translate it for you.
Yeah, it's political doublespeak, a lot of this stuff, right? You need a little bit of help from time to time.
Right. Let's start with this question that was asked of Mike Pence about transfer of power.
When you talk about accepting the outcome of the election, I must tell you, Senator, your party has spent the last 3.5 years trying to overturn the results of the last election. It's amazing.
So what actually happens? Let's put that through the translator, Raven.
All right, if you would, please.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. I got it. What Vice President Pence is saying is that anytime he's asked a question, he is actually not going to answer it. So when he was asked, will you fight the transfer of power? Instead, he said, Joe Biden will too. So kind of the answer is yes, but no. But you want to know something that I learned last night that was fascinating?
What's that?
I didn't know this because I've never been on a debate team in high school. But you're taught in a debate that you never answer the question you're asked. You only answer the question that you want to answer.
Okay.
So now that I know that,
right,
it makes so much more sense. Because he didn't want to be asked, are you going to fight if your team loses?
It's a redirect.
He wanted to say, was it cool that Joe Biden wants to fight now? And he was like, you know what? I'll just answer that anyway.
Right. All right. Here we go. I've got another one. This was another question that came up yesterday in response from, once again, Vice President Mike Pence.
The reality is when you look at the Biden plan, it reads an awful lot like what President Trump and I and our task force have been doing every step of the way. I mean, quite frankly, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
Oh, I'm putting it through the translator.
Put it in.
Said it first. Joe just says what other people say.
Copycat. That's what he's saying.
Well, he could have said that
copycat.
One, too. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Senator Kamala Harris said this.
And I want to add, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I'm speaking.
And you heard her say that a lot last night.
Yeah.
I'm speaking. Because, let's put it through a translator. It's as easy. She was saying, stop interrupting me.
I'm speaking. Right.
Like, stop talking because it's my turn and I'm talking now.
Well, they wanted to point out all the interruptions from the first time, right?
Right.
So it's a slick game here.
Yep.
And then this question came up right here once again for Pence.
If I may say, that Rose Garden event, there's been a great deal of speculation about it. My wife, Karen, and I were there and honored to be there. Many of the people who were at that event, Susan, actually were tested for coronavirus. And it was an outdoor event, which all of our scientists regularly and routinely advise. The difference here is President Trump and I trust the American people to make choices in the best interest of their health.
All through the translator it goes, Anna Zapp.
What is he talking about?
Ain't no party like a COVID party because a COVID party don't stop.
Ooh.
Don't want to come to the COVID party? More cocktail shrimp and finger sandwiches for me and Donnie. Yeah,
I think that's it. Yeah. We'll have more of the translator from the debate coming up next with Anna and Raven.
Serious candidates. The biggest issues facing America. The most important election of all time. Blah, blah, blah. It's time to translate the debate. With Anna and Raven.
Last night was the first and only vice presidential debate. And a lot of times you watch these things and you wonder, okay, I heard what you said.
Right.
But what did you say?
What were you talking about, actually? What did you mean when you said that?
And that's why we translate the debate. Vice President Pence did say this.
But look, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
Oh, put that through the translator. That one's really easy.
Yeah?
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what he said.
I thought that was pointed indirect.
Right. Yeah. That's just in case you got a little confused about facts and all that. Nope. Just calling her a liar. Got it.
And she responded with this at some point through the evening.
We now know because of great investigative journalism that Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes. When I first heard about it, I literally said, you mean $750,000? And it was like, no, $750.
Wow. Let's put that through the translator,
Anna.
Dang. who is his accountant?
Right.
Because I am clearly getting ripped off.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah, that's definitely what she said. Right. Speaking of Senator Harris, she also said this.
If the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Let me put that through a translator for you.
This should be good.
This has to do with the vaccine and whether or not, because 50% of Americans say that when the vaccine comes out, they're still not going to take it because it was too fast. They felt like it's not going to be safe. Here's what Senator Harris is saying. She's saying, if like science people tell me to do it, then I'll do it. But Donald Trump is like the annoying big brother that anytime he tries to give you advice, you're like, I'm not doing it if you tell me to do it. Tell mommy to tell me and then I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it if you tell me.
I mean, I wouldn't get on the first plane that flew either. That's just one of those things. I'm going to wait till a couple people test it out before I hop on there. You know what I mean?
That's so funny. I'm like Senator Harris. I'm like,
First in line?
Yeah. As soon as Dr. Fauci gives me the thumbs up, I'm like, let's go to Walgreens. Oh, and then there was the moderator. Now, no one ever translates what the moderator says.
Yeah.
But this was important because the moderator, my gosh, her name just escaped me. Susan Page.
Yes.
Excuse me. She said this.
You know, neither President Trump nor Vice President Biden has released a sort of detailed health information. And in recent days, President Trump's doctors have given misleading answers or refused to answer basic questions about his health. Is this information voters deserve to know?
Through the translator it goes.
Yeah, put it through. What she's asking is, hey, listen, Biden, Trump, they're real old. Have you guys talked about what happens if they die in office?
Wow.
But that's literally what she's asking.
Yeah, they always have to ask that at the VP debate.
But it's like a big deal because like they're no matter which one is elected, they're going to be the eldest president of all time.
Wow.
Right.
That's a title that you don't get every day.
Right. Here, spoiler alert. Neither of them actually answered the question, so there's that.
And then another one here, Kamala, passing out some blame there when it came to COVID.
The vice president earlier referred to it as part of what he thinks is an accomplishment, the president's trade war with China. You lost that trade war. You lost it.
You taxed made in China goods and they sent us COVID. Nice job.
I think we figured it out. I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.